Welcome to the Lost Levels Podcast. This is podcast number 216. Am I right? Am I right, guys? Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Today's podcast is going to be something that is amazing. That's going to be great. It's going to be juicy. Today, we are going to be going over 64 awesome Nintendo 64 tracks. As you guys know, we did a podcast a while back about pretty much just, you know, going over awesome Mario music. And we did that for all Mario music across all consoles. NES, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, all the consoles. Literally, all of them. And today, we're doing something similar to that, but it's going to be only Nintendo 64 music. So, instead of just Mario, we're just going to go over all series of Nintendo 64 that we've enjoyed, games that we've enjoyed, and we're going to be going over some of the awesome music, and we're going to be showcasing it to you guys, so you guys are going to be able to hear the awesome music. So I hope you stick around to listen to it, because trust me, it's going to be heaven to your ears. At least I hope so, because we picked some really great tracks. Anyway, I am Spider Staryu. I'm going to be hosting today this awesome Nintendo 64 podcast, and today I am joined by Super Zambazy.
Hello, I'm very excited for this one.
Oh my gosh! And I'm also joined by the ever bodacious Dark Boo.
Good evening. I'm excited too, but my throat is kind of like saying the total opposite.
Aw. Well, Dark Boo's still joining us today, so let's clap for Dark Boo. Yes, thank you for still joining us.
The music will revive his throat.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay, so this is how it's gonna go. Let me explain it before we do it. We each have 18 songs. I have 18 songs, SC has 18 songs, and Boo has 18 songs. So we have 18 songs collectively for each of us, but then we have 10 songs that you, the listeners, have sent in. And we're gonna be playing that, like, every so often. Like, every two tracks, we'll play a song that you, the listeners, sent in. So, trust us, this is gonna be really awesome. We're just going to get into it, because we have just such great music to showcase to you guys. And if you never played Nintendo 64, trust me, you're going to want to play Nintendo 64 after you hear this awesome music. Oh, okay. But let's get started. Super Zamzy is going to go first. I'm going to go second, then it's going to be Boo. So, Essie, you are first. You have the floor. Showcase your amazing songs.
All right. This is my first one. It's a little typical of me, but but you'll see. That is Grunty's Furnace Fun from Banjo-Kazooie. I love this theme so much because it's very catchy and upbeat, and it fits so well with what's going on in the game at that time, the quiz show, which is so fun. But I also picked this because it's basically a remix of the main theme from Banjo-Kazooie in the entire series. So I'm killing two birds with one stone, getting something classic for the series and something really exciting and upbeat. So I love this one. It was really hard to pick this one too, because there's so many Banjo-Kazooie tracks that I love to death. But yeah, that's my first track.
By the way, guys, that was from Banjo-Kazooie, right?
Yes, it was.
We recently did a Banjo-Kazooie podcast, just saying. You can go ahead and check it out. It's episode 212, Banjo-Kazooie. Oh, that was a great podcast. So,
go check
that out later. All right, so if that is it, I'm going to go next with my song. Now, you guys got to understand something. I am obsessed with Mario games, so a lot of my tracks are from awesome Mario games and things like that. So this first one is from Mario Party, and here it goes. I'm going to show it to you now. Oh, It's Mario's Rainbow Castle from Mario Party, the first one. Oh, my God. Oh, I just feel like I went back in time to when I was a kid. That song is from Mario's Rainbow Castle. Mario's Rainbow Castle, despite it not being my most favorite Mario Party board ever, because the massive amount of luck, the song is so memorable to me, because I played, especially Mario's Rainbow Castle, I played that so much with my brothers when I was younger. We played that all the time, and the music is so peaceful, it's calming, it's just overall lovely. What do you guys feel about it?
Yeah, I have to say that I really, really love this one, despite not having played Mario Party 1 that much, and me not owning it at all. So, for this to be nostalgic for me, like, that's crazy. That this is not even a game I played, but when I hear this, this is so beautiful. One of the best, honestly, one of the best board themes in the entire series, for sure.
I'm playing Mario Party 1, actually, but I skipped that board map. I hate the board map. Music is fine. Board map, no. So, yeah, I had to do Donkey Kong. I'm sorry. The music can be good, but if the game sucks, then it's a no for me. A chop.
One thing about Mario's Rainbow Castle is the way the board works is that you have to basically race kind of to the top of the tower and see Toad to get a star. But if you see Bowser, you waste that whole trip, and I believe you have to pay 40 coins for the star.
Yes, freaking 40.
That's so bad. I'm like, Bowser, that is a ripoff and a half. 40 coins? I'm paying twice as much? What the heck? I mean, to be fair, you go back to the start and you get 10 coins. So technically, it's like 30 coins you're losing. But still, that is ridiculous. Oh my gosh. Oh, but anyway, yeah, I love Mario's Rainbow Castle. So that's why I had to have it on my list. So that's it.
Y'all know my next song. Yeah, I do know that because it's my favorite game for the N64. So I'm gonna let y'all listen to it and chime on in. That, as you know, Perfect Dark. It is Perfect Dark. I love that game. And I told you about the story when I didn't have the expansion pack when I first bought the game. Oh boy. So it had that. It had like the basic 5 songs. You could not change it. So that was my favorite song, though. And let's say I got the game in like 2001 or 2002 or something. Got the expansion pack in 2007. So you're not. Discrepancy that is. I love it. I love shooting and killing people in the game. I love this game. Even without the expansion pack, we still made it worthwhile. And then when you get the expansion pack, it's like a whole new game. So, you know, I gotta do my Perfect Dark. So I love it. I'm sorry. I really love Perfect Dark. And that's it for me.
Okay. Now, it is time for the listeners' choices. All right, so the listeners have sent in like about 10 songs, and like I said earlier, we're gonna play one of them like every 2 songs. We're gonna play like every like we're gonna go around like you know and play some of the songs. So here's the first song. This one was sent in by Lemur87, and this is what he picked. Yeah, and this is what Lemur87 had to say. He said, it reminds me of the N64 love. Oh, it reminds me of the N64 love too. Thank you so much, Lemur87, for sending it in. That's a pretty decent track. Super Mario 64 is a great game. I love that game. It's timeless. That game is timeless. And you can play it at any time, and it's just a fun game. I didn't really like Bob-omb's Battlefield too much. Because when I was a kid, I would get hit by those balls. what were they? They're like, I, as a kid, I called them big bowling balls. I didn't know.
I don't know what they call.
I thought they were like water balls because they were, weren't they see-through?
No. They were.
You talking about the black one?
Yeah, they were big. They were like, I thought they were like those. Bowling balls.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they were bowling balls, but yeah, that I always get killed as them as a kid. I freaking jump away from them, and I'd still get hit. But yeah, thank you so much for sending in Lemur 87. And now we're gonna get to our second set of songs. So back to you, SC.
Okay, this is. I was gonna say this is another N64 game. Well, yeah, duh. But let's see if you all can recognize this one. Oh, that's such a great track. I mean, I don't know why this one in particular really speaks to me, but it's just so epic and so like grand, and you feel like what you're doing is so important when you're not. You're just running around a Mario Party 2 board on Spaceland, collecting stars or getting zapped by lasers and losing all your coins.
I lost all my coins before in the game we all played.
Yeah, but overall, it's just a very catchy song, and it's unique. I feel like it's very different from the rest, too. And it brings back a lot of memories for me. So, that's why I love it.
I think the board's alright. And the music's great, but the board itself, it's alright. Yeah. I don't really like the green spaces, because I always get caught by the womp, and the womp's chasing me, and I'm just like, oh my god, no! And I go back to the start. One time I played the game, I literally couldn't leave the start for like 10 turns, because everyone kept landing on the green spaces. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't escape! Oh my goodness. But yeah, the board's alright. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think that'll be the case for a lot of the songs we pick. Like, we love the songs. It doesn't necessarily mean we like where the song played or why or whatever. So yeah, I'm in the same boat as you.
I lost half my coins. That's all I gotta say. Not half. All. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, it takes all your coins.
Even worse.
Alright, so... Oh, I see we have a little bit of synergy because I also picked a Mario Party 2 Ooh. Song, and here we go. It's Welcome to Mario Land. It is the menu theme from Mario Party 2. Is that how you say it? Pretty much, it when you turn on the game, you get to the place, Toad's waiting, he's like, oh, hey, and then, like, you have all the boards, or you can go to Minigame Land or whatever. That song is so nostalgic, because I played Mario Party 2 a lot with my cousins when I was younger. Oh, that song is so nostalgic. I love it, love it, love it. The early Mario Parties especially always have had great menu themes, I feel. I know people are going to say that's silly or it's just a menu theme, but I love it. I love these types of themes. Like, I know it's a little bit off topic, but I just want to say it. Like, Mario Party 3's a select file theme where you have all the treasure chests. I love that theme so much. It's just so nice. I just feel like Mario Party has great menu themes. I don't know. Maybe that's stupid to say, but I like it.
No, that's not stupid to say. Like, all sorts of different video games have all sorts of different tracks, and Mario Party happens to have some really good ones. Not, like, this is not Super Mario Galaxy, where it's all orchestrated and a lot more epic, but these are all catchy and fun. So it's a different kind of music type, but there are, I can see why people would like them. I know why I like them. And this one in particular, I was talking about memories before. This one definitely brings out memories for me because this is the first thing you see. And this was my first Mario Party, so I definitely recognize this theme right off the bat because it's the first one of the first songs you hear. And this is the first time you get to actually control the game, actually pick what you want to do. And when I played it for the first time, I'm like, what the heck kind of game is this? I don't know. I don't even know what's going on. So lots of memories for me on this one.
I don't like the song, I'm sorry.
Oh my god!
Oh, downer.
I'm very sorry, I don't. I always find a noise, so I skip past it really quick. Skip past the text, click somewhere, and I can't stand when someone takes their long, sweet time on that thing. I'm like, pick something!
Oh,
well, I'm sorry. Fine, boo. Well, why don't you show us a song that's better then?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's my next favorite game, I'm sorry. You know my next favorite game, GoldenEye, yes, God. Okay, now, let's play it. Okay, you know GoldenEye, I can't pronounce the level. Only thing I know is called Installation. It's Severnaya. It's the nighttime version of it, because you gotta enter it twice. You have a daytime and a nighttime. The nighttime song is way better than the daytime song. No offense, but it's way better. Kids better shut up. I love GoldenEye. I love GoldenEye as well, but I can't stand that it's not really fun multiplayer, although I kill everyone. I love it. It makes my heart content. I love shooting games. That's all to it. I'm sorry. I love shooting games, and I know I'm way off with the Mario, because I don't have any Mario yet. But I love these two games. Perfect Dark and GoldenEye are my babies. They're my babies, and I love them. So many memories.
They're definitely N64 classics, so you are not in the wrong for putting them on your list. Not at all.
Yes, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I have to say for it.
All right, now time for our third set of songs. Super Zambezi.
Okay. This one's a little out there, but for some crazy reason, it just stuck with me. Let me go ahead and play it. Yeah, that's from Glover. That's one of the carnival stages. And surprisingly, Glover has some really catching tunes that are, I don't know, like you listen to this and it's like, it's a carnival theme and it's kind of wacky and crazy. But for some reason, I hear it and I get all like, oh, Glover, it was a good game back then. I don't know if it's a good game anymore. I'd have to go play it. But this one definitely brings back memories. So I had to include it on my list. In some way or fashion.
I haven't played that game in a long time. I played it when I was a kid, but I don't really remember too much about it.
I never played the game.
Oh, you never played Glover? I thought you did.
Did I?
No.
That kid outside.
I never did.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Now it is time for my third song, and here you go. I love this song so much, so you gotta bear with me now. I love this one. Here we go. Looking Ahead from Mario Party 3. It is clearly minigame music. It plays on two minigames. It plays on Parasol Plummet and it plays on Awful Tower. Oh, I love Awful Tower. Oh, I love Awful Tower, but I swear, ever since I played like Mario Party 3 with like Boo and SC, I don't win as much on Awful Tower.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't like playing online or through whatever. Anything and not
playing with people, yeah, but I still love this music. All right, and here's a little tip for our OGs, original podcast lovers. I had this song when I did Juicy Tuesdays on the channel. Yeah, I loved it. I picked this song back then. Yeah, I love this song. I really do. I feel like out of all Mario Party music, this is my favorite. And that's just my personal opinion. I know it's not the best for everyone. But for me, I personally just love it. Like, I can listen to it over and over again and just don't get sick of it. Just because I love it. And also, I like the minigames Parasol Plummet and Awful Tower, like I said. Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Oh, my gosh. But that's it.
And that leaves me. I bet you no one know what game this is. I bet you everyone listening don't know what game this is. I advise you to cover your ears. Okay, let me play it.
Thank you.
Wave rate, 64. I have a love-hate with this game, because when I get to Port Town, I could be doing good in the beginning of the game. When I get to that level alone, whatever it's called, Port Town, whatever, failure, retire, lose, do it over, fail, start the whole championship over. I'm like, are you serious? And that's not even the hard one. The hard one is Glacier. The Glacier one sucks. How the hell are you on them damn, whatever them damn things called, and you riding on ice? Explain to me that. I never had this game. Like, I borrowed it from my cousin for a long time. Let's put that out there, a long time. I love this song. I love many songs on here, actually. But that's not the only one. Them kids! Man, them kids! Okay.
They failed the championship, too. That's why.
Yeah, and they about to fail this right foot and this left hook, okay? They'll try me out there. So you gotta excuse me while I take a moment to cuss these kids out.
Oh my goodness.
Now it's time for the listener's choice. We have Mr. Sushi. Yes, yes. Girl, how you doing?
Mr. Sushi,
I love him.
Yes.
I love him. I really do.
He's awesome.
And this game he chose, you know, it's a Mario Party 2. So let me just play it for y'all so y'all can get a little bit of tea and get a little bit of gossip. Mad Party 2, title screen. Oh my god, I actually love this. I really do. I love the title screen music, not the main menu, I'm sorry. And his comment about this little piece of orchestrated music, okay? Despite the first Mario Party having an excellent soundtrack, I feel like the Mario Party 2 soundtrack is what really stepped it up a few notches and set the basis for the rest of the franchise. Also, it's just an awesome soundtrack. I agree. I love the soundtrack. I really do. I love that one. That one, I can actually sit there and play it all out and then press start at the end to get to the main menu and then quickly get from the main menu. No, I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. I like it too, though. I like it.
I have to say that I really like the part. You won't hear it here, but when you watch the prologue and the whole story thing, and then it transitions from the stage to the title screen, it goes like... or something like that. Just a little short intro to this song piece. I really like that part. But yeah, this track is also good.
Okay. Alright. Now for our fourth set of songs. Super Zampzy.
Okay. File select screen from Super Mario 64. I'm gonna start sounding like a broken record if I keep saying, oh, it brings back memories, it's nostalgic, but it is. I guess a few different comments on this one. I feel like this track is pretty different from the rest of the Super Mario 64 soundtrack. A lot of it's upbeat and fun. I mean, minus like the Bowser themes and like darker themes, but this one's like just very soothing and very... I feel like I need to, I want to have a tear roll down my face as I'm listening, because it's just so, like, touching.
It is.
But it's a great track, definitely.
I love Super Mario 64, and I love this track so much. Oh, I can literally picture myself, like, how old am I? Okay, 19. I can literally imagine myself, like, literally 15 years ago or more, just, like... Oh, I remember the song. Like, literally, it's like, I feel like some people don't really know what nostalgia is, because maybe they're too young or whatever, but like, I literally can imagine myself younger back when and remember the song completely and just, oh, that song brings back so many memories. I love it.
I was 4!
Oh!
I was 4 with my first N64!
You were so late.
Yeah. Yes, I was. My next door neighbor helped me install it. Let's hook up to N64 because my mom didn't know, and I didn't know I was 4. Oh my god, when I put the game in and press start and that song came on, I was so child, like, yay, I got a game! I was a little child, a little minuscule, a little plebeian.
Alright, now it is time for my fourth song. Here we go. Oh, this is also from Mario Party 3. The song is called The Winner Is Me 2. It's the second one, because there's another one where it plays during Mario Party 3's story mode when you're versing another player. But this song plays when you verse Daisy on Backtrack. And this song's really special because this song doesn't play anywhere else in the game. It only, even when you play Backtrack later on, this song doesn't play. It only plays when you verse Daisy on it during story mode. And I love this track. It's my favorite. I really wish they just allowed it to play anytime you played Mario Party 3. Oh, but I love that song so much.
I'm in a love-hate relationship. Because this song is so goofy, and the board for it is so goofy as well. But let's just say it prevented me out of Peach story mode. This damn boy prevented me from getting the Miracle Star, label, tag, whatever you want to call it. I got a C! Oh my god, it took so long to get Daisy out! Everybody else, A. Not A, S. Everybody else was S. Except Peach, she got a C. I'm like, oh my god, I try to quit the game so I can start it over. I'm like, I can't get first, I lost, okay? Because here's what happened. Backtrack likes to go backwards. Therefore, when she has someone behind her and they go backward, they become forward. Sniff is a bitch. Put it like that.
Sniff it or whiff it. I think it's sniffing nose.
I love the sound. I love the orchestrated piece of music, but I in a love-hate relationship of memories.
I can totally get what you mean. Backtrack itself, the board is very, very, very frustrating. Very, 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 very frustrating. It is a very frustrating board. Because of course, just like Mario Party, everything is down to luck. If someone lands on that aerospace, their partner, if they're behind them, they'll be forward, and they'll be in your direction if you're going that way. It's really tough. It's just a very tough board. So, it all depends on luck. If you can, whether you can succeed or not. But the first, what's funny is the first time I did it, I actually got, I got Daisy out. But that, like I said, I was very, very, very lucky then. I was super lucky. I was super lucky as a kid. But yeah, I still love the track. The track is amazing. I love it.
I don't know how you guys remember. I have no idea what happened when I first did it.
Also, just really quickly before you go, Boo, Do you remember if you just pick Daisy in the, you know party mode, right? If you just go on party mode and you just pick Daisy, will the track play? I don't think so, right?
I don't think so. I think it's that basic one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's only in story mode, yeah. So just wanted to make sure because I said that earlier. But yeah, that's it.
And now my next game. Oh, Lord, I hope I didn't forget count. Okay, I did forget count. Number 4. Oh boy, if I forgot count, that would have been sad. We all would have been laughing, okay? So let me just play, as you know, my first favorite game. Because I feel like the first three, repeat the order again, because I'm going in that order of the first three games. It's the first three games all over again.
Static. Oh.
No, Boom Mall Yoshi Man!
Fun fact! I know this song was... It was low because it takes a while. It takes like 20 seconds for the song to actually start. But let's just say, fun fact, you said I'm all Yoshi Man. There's a weapon in the game called a Mauler. There is a weapon. And there's another weapon called Reaper. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh my god, I love those weapons. Reaper, 200 magazine, 200 round magazine. It shoots all over the place and it grinds people up if they close. Woo! Woo! I'm catching a spirit over here. Come on now. Yes, the weapons.
Okay, now.
G5 building. Oh my god, I love the G5 building. I really love this game with a passion. It just feels so good. That calm music and you're just around killing, shooting. Oh my god, it makes me so happy.
What chapter is this from?
This is actually the advanced mode, the combat simulator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not an actual level. Although, if I was to pick one, I would pick Chicago, because that's the best one. Chicago is the best music ever for N64. I'm sorry. You just have to listen to that. That's a little side piece. You have to listen to it. You can't tell me it's Brad. That's a good piece. Adobe surround sound, get into it, bitch. Okay? But that's all I have to say for May in Tears.
All right, fifth set of tracks.
Okay, I have... Well, you'll just find out. That is Jiggy Wiggy's Challenge from Banjo-Tooie. For some reason, whenever I hear this one, I just love it so much. I don't know why. And when you actually play it in the game, you're doing a jigsaw piece. You're putting puzzle pieces back into, well, a puzzle. And the music starts to speed up as your timer starts to run out, and it just kind of gets really hectic, and it's just so catchy. I just love it so much. It's unfortunately the only Banjo-Tooie track I have, and Banjo-Tooie has so many... Oh, that's a lie. I have another one. But Banjo-Tooie has so many great songs, and I think this is one of them.
I love this game. I really do. It took me a while to get the lad jiggy, and then that freaking Canary Mary, because Canary Mary about to make me pluck her feathers. Cuckoo land.
I'm right with you.
Can't stand her.
You thought it was bad enough in Glitter Gulch Mine. Oh my gosh, you see her again in the last level.
Exactly. And the thing is, you think Mario Kart 64 Rubber Band is bad? Oh, you haven't seen anything. Oh my goodness, this game is full of it. I was happy when I got it when I was a child. Like, yes, finally. I was so happy. Same. I love it. But the jigsaw puzzle, right there is one where you gotta put all the pieces together.
Yeah.
I played that when I always fail at times because I was bad at jigsaw puzzles when I was young. But now, this song, it brings back so many memories of trying to put the pieces back for Grunty, the building.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love that soundtrack as well.
Okay, now it is time for my fifth track. And, get ready. This is like one of the best tracks ever for Nintendo 64. Get ready. This is Deep Blooper Sea from Mario Party 3. Oh, three Mario Party tracks in a row. Hey, Mario Party 3 has great tracks. Oh my god, okay. So let me give you like literally the background really quickly. Okay, I wasn't going to include this because this was a song that actually we had in the previous podcast where we did music, Mario music. But I just couldn't help myself. I was talking with Essie, and even Essie's just like, there needs to be one exception. You cannot have a Nintendo 64 music podcast without Deep Blooper Sea. And I totally agree. Deep Blooper Sea is probably, for me, the best Mario Party board of all time. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I love this board so much. The atmosphere is great. The song is so good. It literally matches an undersea theme perfectly. Like, literally, you listen to the song, you literally feel, you know, you feel like the ocean, you feel like the sea, you feel it. You just, this music just brings out the feeling of the board perfectly. and I love it to death. Oh my god, this is my favorite board of all time when it comes to Mario Party boards. I love it so much. And if I just keep speaking, that's all I'm going to say, but I really mean it. I love this board. The music is great. The way it's designed is great. I love everything about it.
And I love the way you were describing it, because you're talking about an ocean board, and we've had another ocean board, Mario Party 5 Undersea Dream. Oh. Snooze Fest, it's the worst.
Yes.
But then you have this one, and like even in the name, it's Deep Blooper Sea. It's not just the ocean, it's the deep ocean where it's dark and mysterious, and you don't really know what's going on, and things are glowing, and blah, blah, blah. And this, the music fits with the theme so perfectly. Everything you said is correct. Everything you said is on point. I love it so much.
Also, we also love the crab with the flag.
Oh, yes. Look out for that crab with the flag.
He's by the start.
On the board.
So I just checked the map, and he's right there. Okay, that's it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't mind the music or anything. I don't mind the board map as well, except sushi. I hate that.
True.
I hate the sushi. It aggravates the hell out of me. I just know to pick the wrong way all the time. And I guess that leaves for me my next game, GoldenEye, of course. I'm sorry. You know I have to do GoldenEye one more time. I love this song actually in multiplayer mode. When you play this song, I love it. Although, let me tell you something. Agent mode of this level is Janet Control Center. Agent mode, very, very easy. Bitch, when I tell you, you up it by one difficulty, I'm not lying. The moment you open the elevator door, turret shoot at you. Literally, turn, shoot at you, and you gotta shoot them down. There's four of them in the first room. I know it's like four levels before the end, but come on. And then after you, if you don't have enough health, you basically doom for the whole mission. And one mission, you gotta stay there while enemies respawn constantly. And no shade, GoldenEye, they enemy respawn thing is so broken. They would respawn an infinite amount of them. And I mean, infinite the way as the game itself will eternally lag. It don't make any sense. But for me, I just found it a good soundtrack. I don't think any of y'all actually made it to that level. Did y'all?
Yeah, I unfortunately never got into GoldenEye. We never owned it. And like, I have money to buy it myself. Even if I had money, I don't know if I'd be allowed to buy it. But I know that this song is going to be really, really memorable for a lot of people, because people love the multiplayer in this game, and I assume this played in multiplayer as well, so yeah, it's going to be a big one for people.
Well, that's it what I have for the song.
That was from GoldenEye, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not good at that game. I need to go through Dark Boost training before I'm allowed to play that game, because, oh boy, I played that with my friend one time, and let's just say I got shot more than certain people whose names begins with Y would get shot. It's ridiculous. But let's move on to a listener's choice. I'm going to go again. This is from Curious User. Hello, Curious User. Yes.
Hi.
So this is your track. This is what he picked. That is the Aqua Star from Kirby 64. Kirby 64 Crystal Shards. So yeah, so this played in some of the... I believe it played in some of the levels on Aqua Star. I believe so. I believe I said it right. If I'm wrong, oh my god. But no, I think I'm right. And this is what Curious User had to say. My, how sweet this track is. Perfect for Kirby. Parts of it, though, remind me of Float Islands from the first Kirby game. And it's so funny that you brought that up, Curious User, because I love the Float Islands from Kirby's Dream Land. I love it, love it, love it. Oh, and the Float Islands is one of my favorite tracks from Kirby.
So, yes, I love Aquastar. It's also great. And, you know, thank you for sending it in. What do you guys feel about it, though?
I'm sorry, I never heard of this. I never, never heard played the song it before. Okay. No. Same.
Oh, but how do you feel about it? Do you like it so far, from what you've heard?
It's not bad, I can tell you that for a fact. And it's out, it will really depend on the level. Like, if the level is more, like, fast-paced and energetic, then it's a great song. Otherwise, if it's a slow level, wherever the song is played, I'll be more than aggravated.
Oh, well, don't worry, there's some fast levels with it.
I could definitely say that if someone just played this to me randomly without telling me where it's from, I could probably guess it's from a Kirby game. It fits in very well with what Kirby is normally putting out.
Yeah, it sounds like it's from Kirby. All right, thank you so much, Curious User, for sending it in. I love that track. All right, so now it's time for our sixth set of songs.
We're a third of the way that... Well, we're actually not even the third yet. We still have to do the sixth round. But I do want to give a quick warning for people who are like, okay, it's been 40 minutes. Where are the Zelda songs? They're coming. They're coming. I've got a few. I know Boo has one.
I have one.
So you have one. Yeah, they're coming. Don't worry. But this is my sixth one. This is the battle theme from Paper Mario, and this is just the standard normal battle theme when you fight just a generic enemy. This is a really important song to get right and to have make sure that everyone loves, because this is the one you'll be hearing all the time. Whenever you run into an enemy, this song will play. That's the only time it plays when you run into an enemy. But that happens a lot in this game, so you need to make sure it sounds good, and they definitely made a good one. I think this is my least favorite out of the three Paper Mario battle themes that they have. That does not mean it is not good. It is definitely one of the best tracks from this game. What do you guys think?
Paper Mario always has amazing freaking themes. I love this song. I agree. I think it's a great theme. You know, you hear it all the time because there's lots of enemies to fight. But it's good that they made it, you know, something memorable, because this can stick in your head and it's good. I like it.
You know me. Let's just say you get tired of it because it plays constantly. You gotta face a lot of enemies, but it's not something... Oh my god, these kids! It's not something that I'd be like, oh, I can't stand it. It's more of it plays constantly.
All right, now let's move on to my track. This is what I have for you guys. Oh my gosh, here we go. Okay.
You had to wait that whole time for that part.
Oh my goodness. Had to. I love this song. This song is called Games of Happiness, and it plays on many different levels on Yoshi's Story. Yeah, it's from Yoshi's Story, in case you couldn't tell. You could tell Yoshi's Story music, okay? You never even have to play Yoshi's Story, and you could tell when it's Yoshi's Story. Oh my goodness, but I love this song. It plays on, I forgot what the level's called. I'm probably gonna look it up by the time it's my next song. But this plays on like certain levels where they have like clouds you have to go on. You know, like what's that cloud called? It starts with a G. Yeah, you guys don't know. Trust me, I'll get back to you guys on this. When it's my next turn, I'll give you more information. But yeah, I love this song so much. It plays on a lot of carnival type levels where you have to like go on a cloud and just go on and trade a clouds from. Oh my god, trade clouds. No, where you have to like jump from cloud to cloud. It's like it plays on carnival levels pretty much. So I love this theme. I like it a lot.
I don't like the game.
Damn, you always have something negative to say when it's my song.
I'm sorry, I don't like the game. I find eating fruit is ridiculous.
Take that anger on the kids outside. Don't take it on my songs.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Well, to bring some positivity back into this, I definitely like the song. Yoshi's Story has a very unique soundtrack. I'm trying to think of another game like it, but this is one of the highlights from it, definitely. I have a Yoshi's Story song, too. I think mine's a little better. But, you know, this one is good, too.
Haterade, haterade, haterade.
Hey, you talk about positivity.
Okay, you can go ahead, Boo.
Okay, my next song. If you're able to place first place in Wave Race 64, this is the music that I'll be playing. Because it's hard for placing first place. But if you don't go to the left buoy or the right buoy or correctly, you F up 5 times, game over, retire. Just like those kids, I'm about to retire them. Oh my goodness. Let's say for me, it's kind of rare to hear that song because I want to get second or third, which is bad. Because you definitely need first place or not, you would not catch up in the name of the Lord. But I find it a nice piece of music just to go. That, like the sigh of relief when you get first place, and it's like a high excitement. So I like the soundtrack. I like the whole sound. I like the whole like OST of Wave Race 64 from the get go. I love all the songs except one. But I don't think any of y'all heard it before, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but Wave Race never played it, unfortunately. So
meh. I played.
Sounds nice.
I've played Wave Race a long time ago. I like that song, but I don't really remember too much about Wave Race.
Oh, then that's it, I guess.
oh my god. Now it is time for our seventh set of songs.
Yep.
All right, Go ahead.
This is the overworld theme from Rayman 2, which I actually never played on the N64. I played it on PC, but it was definitely a big, important game on... I don't know about important, but it was a game on the N64, and I thought it would fit in this podcast. It's a great world theme, overworld theme. It's very mysterious, which the game was. Maybe a little element of creepiness, which the game was. So, works really well. I don't know if you guys have played Rayman 2, but what do you think?
I've never played it.
Oh. Never played it.
Oh, well, well, yeah, that's the overworld theme. Hopefully that gets you to play it. It's actually really outdated now, but it's interesting to go back to and see what it was like.
All right. Really quickly, before I get into my song, I just want to mention the song I was playing earlier, Games of Happiness from Yoshi's Story, that actually plays on Rail Lift, and that level has tons of clouds, where you gotta go on top of the clouds, and you gotta be careful, because there's bumpers, and they could bump you off, so yeah, that's what I was talking about. So if I didn't make sense earlier, hopefully I explained it better now. Yes. Okay. Now it is time for my seventh song. Oh, and I know you love this one, SC.
Yes!
Oh, Calamari Desert from Mario Kart 64. Oh my god, it's so good. I love it, love it, love it. When this track got brought back to Mario Kart 7, I was so excited. Oh my gosh. I loved it so much. I was so happy and ecstatic that this song was being brought back. Because this track was brought back. I just love this song so much. It's so, you know, usually when it comes to desert themes on Mario Kart games especially, I never like them. Like, Yoshi's Desert from Super Circuit, don't like it. Dry Dry Ruins from Mario Kart's Wii, don't like it. Desert Hills from Dark Heart DS. Don't like it. Ugh, I hate that one especially. I just usually don't like desert themes from Mario Kart. But this one is good. This one is fantastic. I love it to death. It is just great.
Agree with everything that was said. Except I do like dry ruins theme. That one's nice.
Oh, like any other desert except calamari. Thank you very much.
Yes, calamari or nothing.
I really love the song. I'm sorry. I love it. I can listen to it all day. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Oh, yes. I love it. Thank you, guys. Yes, I love it. That's it.
Okay. Next game. I like shooting all the other games, so let's listen to it. That was only a sample preview of it. Also, Turok 2 Seeds of Evil. I lost this game when I was younger. I don't know where it went. I don't know if I left it at my friend's house or what. I lost this game. And I regret every day that I brought my N64 to my friend's house. I don't know where the game at. I lost it. Here's the thing. I didn't have a controller pad. So I tried to complete the whole game in one foul swoop. I never was able to do it. Because the levels are so big, it makes no sense. You think it's one part, it's like 26 different parts. All connected by a portal. So I'm like, I'm never gonna complete this game. But this is the River of Souls level, it's level 2 in the game. So I don't think any of y'all played Turok 2 Seeds of Evil, correct?
No. And it's, because you have to remember that back when I had N64, I was a lot younger, so games like GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, Turok 2, Pexen, like, if there's a gun, I'm probably not going to be playing it, so that's just the way it was.
Boo played Conker as a kid, so you gotta, that doesn't apply to Boo.
Yes, I did. My mom thought it was a nice game, please. She bought it to me when I was like 8 or 9. Or 10. Did she 8 or 9.
Did she see the sunflower with the bee?
Yes, she did.
Oh my goodness.
Her favorite line is from the Money Wind said, "Come and grab me, you greedy bastard."
Yes.
I love it. My mom, she didn't hire anything. So when she saw the game like that, she didn't return it enough. And she's like, "Okay, play it." And I love every second of it.
The moral of the day, Boo has an awesome mother.
No response to that, Boo.
Yeah, so before I really get the mic, thank you.
Okay, yes.
Okay, good. Phew. We're going to do another listener choice. This one is from DJ. Yeah, so DJ sent in Crystal Caves from Donkey Kong 64. And let me just go ahead and let you know what he had to say about the track. Probably one of the best level music in Donkey Kong 64, if not the best, in my opinion. Such a peaceful piece, calming, and well, it's just so soothing. And I agree 100%, because it really is. It's like, you heard the intro, it was 15 seconds long of just really calm, quiet, slow music. And you might think slow is bad, but not in this case. This case, it's awesome. It's so beautiful. What do you guys think?
First and foremost, that was sent in by a DJ, right?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yes, DJ, yes. This is an awesome track. Crystal Cave is a great track from Donkey Kong 64. I have a Donkey Kong 64 song in my lineup. You guys are going to hear that later. But Crystal Cave, that's actually a whole entire level, right? Just like all the world.
Yes.
Yeah. That's that's a world later on in the game, because I don't remember it too well. But the music sounds lovely, so that's an awesome choice.
Yeah. Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. Okay, eighth set of tracks. Go ahead.
Okay. Finally, we're gonna get some Zelda. this is like the best track out of this game, Majora's Mask. I have to say, it beats out Boost Track, which he has, but we're not going to spoil what it is. This one is like the theme of the living and breathing town of Clock Town, which is definitely the best part of Majora's Mask. This town that has, I don't want to say real people, but like, they're actually moving, they're actually doing things, they're actually set on a schedule, they don't just stand in place all day. It's a really unique experience that you don't really get in any other Zelda game. And the theme, I don't know if I like it so much because of what the town was, or just because it's an awesome track. I don't know. But regardless, I love it, and I had to include it for the N64 podcast.
You heard me say yay, so that means I'm happy and I approve of that song.
All right. I'm sorry, I don't have anything to say. Yeah, that's it. Now it's time for my song. This is a game that a lot of people are not going to recognize, but just bear with me, okay? Bear with me. Here we go. Yes, that is the opening theme of Mischief Makers for the Nintendo 64. That is an old game, old game. Mischief Makers. I pretty much know that these two, Dark Boo and Super Zambuze, don't know this at all. But I love this theme song so much. It's been quite a long time since I played Mischief Makers, but I remember this theme perfectly because. What happened was, is one of my friends owned the game. I didn't own the game, but one of my friends owned it, and I would play it every so often. And the theme song, Troublemaker, the opening theme for this game is just really awesome. I love it, love it, love it. You know, the game can be hard at times, but I think like getting through the first set of levels is pretty easy. So yeah, this game was alright, I like it. And I had to include it on my list, because I know also I needed something that wasn't Mario. So I knew this would be a great track to plug in.
And you will be right, as I never played that game or never heard of the game before. Yes, what about you, Essie?
I haven't heard of it until Staryu brought it up one time. I still don't know what it is. Puzzle game, right? Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. There's platforming, and it's pretty much a puzzle game. Though.
And I guess that's me next, right? And with Essie, Majora Mask. His is better, so you happy, Essie?
Oh, no, I feel bad.
His is better. Mine's. I hate the dungeon. Let me just put that out there. I find it to be, I understand it, it's not because it's gimmicks and such, it's probably because I expected more out of the last dungeon in the game. Stone Tower Temple, the thing you gotta climb Stonehead first and foremost, and then the thing that aggravates me is I love it, yet if you F up and forget something, I hate it immediately. The dungeon flips over. So if you forgot to hit a switch when it was right side up, oh boy.
You gotta go all the way back. Flip and back. Oh my goodness. Yep.
It's a killer. It is a killer to go back and forth. And I'm not the type of person that like to go back and forth. I like the gimmick though. But other than that, cause I never forgot. The only why I like it because I never forgot anything. I always click every switch and things of that nature. Other than that, please. I'd be angry.
See, but I was going to say that this is one of my favorite dungeons in the whole series. Like, it's just so unique. I don't know about the actual, like, puzzles and things you do there, but the concept and the idea, I love. I love it so much. And the music goes right with it. And the music changes based on if you're upside down or
yes.
Normal. So I think we had the normal version playing.
Yes. It was normal, not the inverted one. It'd be funny if they would play the actual inverted song for the Upside Down. You like Zelda games, Honey Bunches?
I am indifferent towards Zelda games. I don't hate them. It's just sometimes it's harder for me to get into. But the Zelda series always has had great music, and that's something I definitely do think. So I do think the song was nice. All right, now it's time for our ninth set of songs. We are halfway there, guys. Oh my gosh. Ninth set. All right, here we go. Go ahead, Essie.
Okay.
Yay!
Yeah, that's Al's Spaceland from Toy Story 2. Now, this is another game from the PC that I played on PC, but is also on the N64, which is probably why it sounds so much better, because on the N64, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't sound like that. But regardless, I was actually looking up, we were researching songs, seeing what we want to include on our lists, and I thought about Toy Story 2 and thought, hey, I should include one from here. So I was listening to the soundtrack, and each song I was kind of like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. I kind of remember that one. Da-da-da-da. Then this one came on, like, I remember this. Note to note, all of it. So I had to include it. It's also catchy. It's nice. It's a nice song.
I had Toy Story 2 for the N64.
I have it too.
It does not sound the way that soundtrack is.
You should have actually played it from the 64, because this is a 64 music, and this is not computer music. So
yeah, I could. That's the thing. It's such a small. I don't want to say small, but it's not as popular as like a Mario game. So I was looking online. I didn't really find. I'm sure it's out there somewhere, but I didn't really find the N64 version of this song. But yeah. That's the better one. No, this is the better one, but that's the more appropriate one for this.
Don't worry, my Toy Story 2 is actually the PC soundtrack, because it's actually hard to find an N64 soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now this is my song. This is my ninth song. Here we go. Alright, yeah, that is from Super Smash Brothers. That plays during Break the Targets and Board the Platforms. And also plays during Race to the Finish. So pretty much the title of the song is called Bonus Game, because it plays during all three of those bonus games. So I love this song. It is so nostalgic. I had to pick a Super Smash Brothers song that I knew that I would listen to, and I'd be like, oh, I remember that when I was a kid. And this song just sticks out so much for me, so I had to include it in my list.
I hate those Break the Targets.
Oh my god.
I suck at it. The music is not bad, it's just I suck at it.
Which ones were you bad at the most?
The one where you had to race to the finish, you gotta avoid those bumpers.
What? Oh,
really? Wait, am I thinking? Yeah, the one you had to race to the finish. Sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. Break the target.
N64 one.
There's no bumpers. You mean race to the finish? Those are people.
Oh, then yeah, I feel like actually no. I'm speaking of another game then. There was one. Wait, no, it's the break the targets. If I'm not Kirby, I fail.
Wait, are you talking? Are you talking about on Super Smash Brothers? In Jigglypuff's Board the Platforms, there are there are bumpers that bang into you at one part of the level. Are you talking about that? Jigglypuff?
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, anyway, regardless, I love the music, so I had to include it on my list. And that's it.
Break the targets. If I'm not Kirby, I fail. Literally. Oh boy. Banjo-Tooie. You know I had to do a Banjo-Tooie. Oh, I love that song. I hate the Ice version, but the Fire version of Hellfire Peaks. That rum bum 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 bum. Oh, it gets my spirit. I love it.
So, makes you quiver.
Yes, make me quiver and shiver. Okay.
I hate that word so much.
I love the soundtrack. Rum bum 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 bum. That rum bum part is like yes. Give a rum bum. But I was admiring him, Temple, and then when I had to play, like, that little whatever you transform into, where you had to play, like, the,
They call it kickball. It's not kickball, though.
Well, you had to play, like, the inverted one. Like, the inverted game, where I think you had to get the, you had to make sure you block. Wait, which one is it? You gotta make sure you block. You scored somebody else, thing, right?
Yeah, it's like soccer, but it's one point there's four goals. So
yeah, Maya Him is like the soccer one, but the Hellfire Peaks one is not the soccer. It's like the inverted soccer game where you try to make your opponents lose points, and whoever had the most points wins. Cause you start at 50, all y'all start at 50. So I don't. Well, as he knows about it, I'm sure everyone heard that song before.
Yeah, oh my gosh, can I just say how much I love this one? I love Hellfire Peaks, I love the level, and the music is phenomenal. You are 100% correct in what you're saying. But I also like the ice one a lot, too. And they also sound great together, mashed together. That never happens in the game, but you can look it up. Someone's done it on YouTube. Okay. Oh, and Staryu, I don't think Staryu played Banjo-Tooie, actually, now that I think about it.
No, I'm waiting for us to do a podcast about it.
Oh, then I'll okay, you will it. Enjoy that one. That one's longer than Banjo-Kazooie, though, so...
The longer the better, I can't wait.
Exactly. Okay, we are going to do another listener's choice. Okay, this very interesting track is from none other than VIP Soccer Master.
Hello, VIP.
And this, yes, hello. No, I'm not, that's not me. I'm not VIP, but his theme, he sent in Pyramid Theme from the new Tetris. He says it's one of my favorite tracks from a Tetris game. It's good to have something that's obscure and something that not many people know about. The track, as well as some others in the new Tetris, can get you the rhythm needed for fun dancing. Which, it's interesting because I never played this new Tetris, so I don't know how much dancing
don't
is involved.
Don't do it with that, really! Don't you do it! I never, ever heard of this before. I'm sorry, it's like a new testament for me.
Same. I didn't even know this game existed.
I never played it.
Never played it. I'm sorry.
Interesting choice, but thank you for sending it in.
Yeah, thank you so much for sending in, VIP. But that is all the time we have for today's episode. So in today's episode, we gave you 32 awesome tracks. But you're going to have to wait for part 2 for the next set of 32 awesome tracks. So it could be a total of 64. So we're going to be closing this episode off. And the next episode will be released soon. Or hell, if you're watching this later on, it's already probably out, so go watch it. But anyway, that is it for now. So, let us get to our ending information really quickly. Alright, you can subscribe to the Lost Levels podcast on iTunes. Make sure to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us grow. Give us 5 stars. 5 star views. You can find all our past episodes at our website, thelostlevels.mariopelegacy.com, and our Mario news and community at mariopelegacy.com. And follow us on all of our social media. Alright, our Twitter is at Lost Levels MPL. Our Facebook is facebook.com/thelostlevels.
Our Tumblr is thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com. And our YouTube, which if you're watching us on YouTube, yes, give us a like. Our YouTube, in case you don't know, is youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. And for my information, I am SpiderStaryu on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, and Google+. All of it is SpiderStaryu.
And for me, you can find me on Twitter, Nintendo Network, and YouTube, Super Zamazy. And please go check my YouTube because I put up a video recently of somebody running me over with a car. You'll have to see it to know what I'm talking about. So go check that out on my YouTube. Username is Super Zamazy.
And see, no, I don't have a license. So first off, he's wrong so they can be driving, okay? I don't even have a license and he can't be driving an automobile when pedestrians walking in the middle of the street.
That pedestrian might be me, by the way.
Goodness. DarkBlueLevel07, Twitter, YouTube, and it's, oh my god, it's DarkBlue for YouTube, isn't it? It definitely is. Oh, how did I screw that up? I don't know, DarkBlue, search it up. Search Matt Black Movie, you'll find it too. You won't find me, dear, you'll find me. Understand?
And
DarkBlue.
And that is it for our podcast. Please, please, please watch part two because we have another set of awesome tracks for you guys. Thank you so much for watching and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Watch part two.
Episode 217.